Bats. They're the staple of any cave, summer night, or monster movie. But bats in the New England and Midwestern states are facing a potentially scary future. Their population numbers are dropping due to the white nose syndrome. White nose syndrome is caused by a fungus that grows around the mouths and wings of North American bats while they're hibernating. The fungus prevents the bats from eating, and ultimately, the infected bats starve to death. There is no known cure, and as of 2012, about 6 million bats have died because of it. Ground Zero for WNS is in the Howell Caverns of New York, where it was first discovered in 2006. Since then, the disease has been found in bats as far south as the Mississippi, as far west as Missouri, and into parts of southern Canada. Coy Ainsley is a naturalist at the Carter Cave State Resort Park, and he explains that the park has been trying to decrease the chance of white nose syndrome contaminating bats in their cave since it became more of a threat in this area in 2009.
So the threat of people possibly spreading it to the park was a possibility, so that's why we shut down the crawl-a-thon, and then we started Winter Adventure Weekend. And the first few years of Winter Adventure Weekend, we weren't doing any wild caving. We were doing some commercial walking tours. That's when we shut down Back Cave and Saltpeter Cave during the summertime.
The efforts at Carter Caves didn't stop the spread of white nose syndrome. In the winter of 2013, the park saw its first cases of the disease. Ainsley says that he knew their work wouldn't have stopped the spread of the fungus, since 90% of it moves from bat to bat. But he says the park will do what it can to limit its impact by keeping the caves where the bats hibernate closed from tours.
The important part of decontamination is just to try and prevent any adverse spreading of the disease, even though probably 90%+ of the disease is being transferred bat to bat. You know, the bats are giving it to each other, and it's slowly spreading across the United States. We just don't want to accidentally make a major jump of that disease to where it's going to show up into past the Midwest into the West.
There are three main species of bats that are being infected by white nose syndrome at the Carter Cave State Resort Park, but one of those species is trying to make a comeback.
The main focus as far as bats at Carter Caves is the Indiana bat, which is a federally endangered species. We have a lot of them hibernating within three caves at the park. They recently did a bat count, which they do every other year in those caves, and the Indiana bats are looking great. Actually, the numbers of the Indiana bats have went up in both Saltpeter Cave and in Laurel Cave.
But the Indiana bats' smaller cousins aren't doing as well.
What we're seeing with white nose syndrome is a major decline in little brown bat and also tricolored bat. I think those two species are getting hit the worst with white nose syndrome. I think one of the main differences between why they're not doing as well as the Indianas is they're smaller.
Researchers are trying to find a treatment for this fungal infection that grows on the cool walls of caves and mines. And Ainsley says that by keeping them closed, the park is doing its part in that effort.
It's a very difficult thing because it is spreading. It's a very hard thing to control. The measures we have taken here at Carter Caves didn't feel that we were going to prevent it from coming into the park. The main thing we're trying to do is slow the spread of the disease to try and give researchers a chance to find a way to help these bats.
Even though the vampire horror flicks have given these little critters a bad rap, Ainsley says bats are very helpful to our region.
One of the main things that bats help us out with is taking control of those nighttime insects, including those pesky mosquitoes that nobody enjoys having around in the evenings. They also control some pests to agriculture products, so the bats are helping keep those pests in check. Where if we didn't have the bats to do that, farmers and other folks would be needing to use more pesticides.
While Carter Cave State Resort Park has closed down three of its caves in order to protect against the spread of white nose syndrome, Ainsley says officials hope that one day the problem will be solved and the caves will be reopened for public enjoyment. Reporting for MSPR, I'm Jordan Simonson.